Father, thank you for your love and your grace in this house right now. I pray, God, just for the next few moments, that you will be greatly honored through the decision process that everyone makes in here. I ask it in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. I want to talk to you for a few minutes this morning, and I want to say thank you to Ryan for sharing the word last Sunday. I know he did a phenomenal job in the midst of an ice storm. Come on, yeah. Amen. And Dee Gardner, a couple Thursday nights ago, did an amazing job, I know. And last Thursday night, we had people here from China that had stopped. They're part of World Missions Alliance and had come through. And the testimonies that some of those folks gave were just, they were powerful. They were incredible. And so you get me again this morning. You get the old shoe back here. And I'm going to share with you something that the Lord laid on my heart some time ago about experiencing Jesus even when times are tough, even when everything is not going that great for you. And in the first service, Ryan sang a song, I'm sure many of you have heard it if you listen to Christian music, called Fear is a Liar. And fear will tell you a myriad of things what you are not. Fear will try to lie to you. Fear will tell you things that if you're going through a difficulty in your life, it's because you did this or you did that in your life. And I want to address that today. And I felt that in the first service, that maybe you're going through something today and the enemy is trying to tell you, well, it's because you did this one time or you committed this sin at another time. And this is such a complex that I could take a long time to try to even explain this a little. But if you and I were held accountable for every sin that you made, you wouldn't even be here today. You would be gone. The grace of God covers your sin and mine. The Bible says that when you and I sin and we bring that to the cross of Christ, that he forgives us of that sin. Now, let me tell you, there's consequences to sin. If you go out and you rob a store today, you're going to go to jail. If you do something that is against the law says you have to pay a price for that, and only right. But how many of you are thankful that many things that you and I have both done, that God has wiped those away because of his love for you and I? Come on. And that if you were held up and held accountable, and if you had to go to jail and were penalized for every wrong thought you ever thought, for every poor decision you ever made, my goodness, you and I would be penalized to death over and over and over again. And you may be sitting here, some of you might be thinking, well, Pastor, that's not me. You don't know me. I'm almost but perfect. Even if you are thinking that, you're in sin right now. The Bible says that you were born in sin. There are none righteous, the Bible says, not even one. Not one. The Bible says that all have come, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible doesn't say some. It says all. Jesus came into the world to save everyone. Whosoever will, let them come to him, and he will give them grace and help in time of need. For God so loved not just a few, he loved the world. Not just that, he's not talking about the terra firma. He's talking about humanity in the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God is a God of love, and he's a God that forgives, and he's a God, the Bible says in Psalm 103, that puts your sin as far as the east is from the west, and he remembers it no more. So you may be here, you may be in the middle of something, and the enemy is trying to tell you, well, it's because of this that is happening. And you may be here today, maybe you're sick in your body. You know, I used the illustration in the first service, and I'm always careful about that, you know, if you were a smoker for 50 or 60 years and all of a sudden you had lung problems, that is a reaction to an action that you have committed. Smoking doesn't keep you out of heaven, but it just might get you there faster. That was supposed to be a little funny. I can tell you're not in a funny mood right now. Decisions will have an effect on your life. But every negative choice and every negative decision that you and I have ever committed, God doesn't stand over you with a bat or with a stick to beat you down over it. He's there to forgive you. And his hope is to help you out of whatever it is that you're going through. Thank God that the Bible says when we were dead in our trespasses and sin, God was made alive to us. He wants to help you and I. He doesn't leave you in your mess. He wants to deliver you out of that. And he wants to deliver you through the things that maybe you're going through today. And I've learned being around long enough that when I'm in a difficult time, that God is the first one there to help me through it. You know, when Patty and I, when she went through her cancer, and, you know, I had people coming up to me and saying, you know, where's your God now? Where is God now when you're going through that? I thought your God would keep you from that. The Bible doesn't say anything like that. It says in John 16:33 that I have told you these things, that in me you may have peace, because in the world you'll have trouble. You'll have heartache. You'll have difficulties. You'll run up against something that you didn't anticipate. But he said, take heart. He said, I've even overcome the world. Jesus said, I'm stronger than whatever it is that is coming up against you. I'm more powerful than cancer, heart disease. I'm more powerful than anything that you could come up against in your life. And when reality does not meet your expectations, when you've planned for other things, that's when it brings pain into your life. When the challenges that come from some of your friendships or in your family or even in your spouse. It's not been one time in the times that I've been a pastor that I've had people call me and say, my spouse, they left me. It's one of the hardest things that you could ever have to walk through with a person that you love. Where is God in the middle of that? And can I tell you today, he is there in your dreams. Maybe for some of you, you've had a dream and you've lost it and you think it's all over. Can I tell you that you're never too old for God to bring that dream to a reality in your life? Amen. Maybe it's in your job. Maybe it's in a business. Maybe it's finances. Maybe it is in your health. Maybe it is something with that. People coming up to me when Patty's going, where is God now? I said, he's never been closer to us. I've never felt him more close to us. He's there all the time. And even in the middle, when you're going through difficulty and challenges, you have sometimes it's well-meaning people. And then if it's not well-meaning people, the enemy will make sure that he brings some people in your life that are not well-meaning to try to hurt you even more. Oh, I knew you were that. I knew you were nothing but that. I knew that was going to happen to you. Oh, you know, you went to church, you served God. Look at you now. Where is God now? I remember Patty, she lost all her hair. I remember waking up one time soon after when the hair started coming out in clumps. She called Amanda. She said, Amanda, I'm coming over. You got to shave my head. That was traumatic. That was so hard. I remember laying in bed. I remember waking up in the middle of the night and looking over. I'm like, who's that bald person laying next to me? It's funny now. Back then I was shocked. I remember she wore a hat. I remember right in church somebody came up and said to her, why are you wearing that goofy hat? And she looked back at him. She said, because I don't have any hair on my head. People in the middle of when you're going through some of the hardest moments in your life, the enemy will just lay his hand and his dirty mind on somebody to try to hurt you even more. And God may not get you out of everything, but he will always help you through anything. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, we don't lose heart. Outwardly, we are wasting away, but inwardly, we are being renewed day by day. He goes on to say, he says, our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us a more eternal glory that far awaits them all. And this is what he said. He says, so we fix our eyes not on what we see, but we fix our eyes on what we can't see, because what we see is temporal, but what I can't see is eternal. And the word there, fix your eyes on it, doesn't mean just to give it a glance and move on. It means to fix your attention on the one who is beyond anything that you and I could ever face or go through. He is that friend, the Bible says, that'll stick closer to them, brother. He is what the Bible says will never leave you nor forsake you. He is that one that will give you confidence, even if you're unjustly thrown in the prison as Paul and Silas. You can wake up in the middle of the night and begin to sing hymns and songs and spiritual songs unto him and let praises come out of your mouth. Not because everything is good, but because he is good. And no matter what you're going through in life right now, you need to understand that God is sovereign. He is in control. He really is. Nothing is out of his control. You remember the story in Job where Job was a good man. The Bible says that he had done everything right in the sight of God. And yet when the enemy came to speak to God and God said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" And the devil says, "Let me take everything away from him and let's see if he'll still praise you." And the Bible says that God said, "Go ahead." And he took everything. And as the story unfolds, he takes all of his goods and he takes his family. And everything is broken. And Job is sitting there. He's having an honest conversation with God. And God comes back and says, "Where were you when I formed the earth? Where were you when I created the seas? Where were you?" And all of a sudden, Job comes to this realization in Job chapter 42 and verse 2. He says, "I'm convinced you can do anything and everything, nothing and no one can upset your plans." In other words, you may be in something today. You might think, "Where could any good come out of this?" Can I tell you today that God is sovereign? He knows the beginning from the end. He was there when the earth was created. He will be there when the earth is destroyed. He is in the middle of whatever it is you're going through, and he will be there to help you through it today. Even through your difficulties. Psalm 55:8 says, "My thoughts, they're nothing like yours, and my ways are beyond anything you can imagine." And then you have to know that God, he's also authentic. He is who he says he is. He'll always be who he always says he will be. The Bible says in Psalm 136:1, "Give thanks to the Lord because he's good and his love endures forever." He really is who he says he is. And then God, he's involved. The end is never the end. Listen to this today. There are no dead ends. You may think you're running up against something. Joseph, the Bible says, he goes through so many things. The Bible says God gives him a dream and he tells the dream to his brothers. And like most brothers would do, they throw him in a pit. They want to kill him and then they sell him. The Bible says that Joseph goes through all these things. He's sold and then he ends up in prison. He runs away from a woman that's trying to seduce him. And Joseph does the right thing. And guess what happens when he does the right thing? He goes to prison. And he's sitting in prison. And God, through a miraculous work, begins and delivers him out of that. And sends him in a position. He's the second highest in the land. And the Bible ends up that story about Joseph in Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20, where he says, "You intended to harm me." He's looking at the same brothers that tried to destroy his life. He looked at them, and you can someday too. You can look at those who hurt you. And you can say with confidence, like Joseph did, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people." Not only many people, but also the ones that tried to hurt him the most. That's a word for somebody today. It's not over. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know. Come on, say it with me. Say, "We know." Say, "I know." That God causes all things. He doesn't create all things, but he causes all things to work together for the good to those who love him this morning. Come on, do you love God this morning with all of your heart?
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now, right now I'm losing. I've stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now, oh right now, I just can't. It's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down. What would I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But if you don't, my hope is you alone. They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing, 'cause a little faith is all I have right now. But God, when you choose to leave a mountains unmovable, oh, give me the strength to be able to say it is well with my soul. I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. I know the sorrow and I know the hurt would all go away if you just say the word. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. If you just say the word, but even if you don't, my hope is you alone, alone. It is in you alone. It is well.
That's the moment when you really become Christ-like. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood at the fiery furnace. Said, we know our God is able. But if he doesn't, we're still going to love him and we're still going to serve him. How do you do this? How do you do it? Let me just close. Let me tell you this. When you're going through something, you have to turn to God first. You don't run away and say, God, where are you? Even if you're here and you've messed up today, don't make him the last resort. You can't. You know, in some cultures and religions, they crawl on their knees until their knees bleed to think if they do that, that they'll get some favor for God. No. You come to him. Psalm 55:22. I love how the message says, pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load. He'll help you out. He'll never let good people topple into ruin. Isn't that beautiful? You got to let other people into your situation. I said, you got to let other people into your situation. Some of you are not listening to me. I'm going to tell you again, you got to let other people into your square, into your circle. You got to let other people in. Ecclesiastes said, if you stand alone, you can be attacked and defeated. But if you stand with two, back to back, you'll be a conqueror. Three are better, for a triple braided cord is not easy. One of the greatest phenomenons that describe this are the great redwood trees. They grow to 300 feet tall. One of them contains enough wood to build 45 room homes. And as big as they are and as strong as they are, you'd think their roots would go down deep, and some of them 5 to 10 feet. You want to know what makes them strong? Their roots. They come together. They stay together. They stay together. Do you hear me today? They stay together. They stay so close together. They even create a fog that creates rain because they use up to 100 gallons of water a piece a day. Because they stay together. You can't do it alone. Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times. A brother is born for adversity. Then watch all these people that stood down here. They didn't just hold up a poster that talked about somebody else's pain. You know whose pain they talked about? Their pain. Break my heart to look up some of these. Because I know. Breaks my heart to think about that. My wife said, I know. But you know what? You don't stop. You turn your pain. You use it for the Lord. I said you turn your pain into a purpose. You let God use you. Oh my goodness. I just want to cry when I think about this. God wants to do such great things in so many. See, the enemy never knows the end. He'll mess with you in the middle of it. He never knows what God can do with you in the end of it. Because then you have to live with the eternal perspective. This is how you get through this. Your life is not over. You know the Bible says in 1 John 2:17, the world and its desires, they'll all be gone. But the man who does the will of God, he lives forever. Thank you, Lord. Paul says in Philippians 3:20, he says, our citizenship is not here. My father-in-law used to tell me, he said, you're just passing through. He used to tell me that when I was just a young guy. He said, you're just passing through. He says, this isn't your final home. My home is in heaven. My home is with the Lord Jesus. Some here are going to be with him sooner than others. But if you name the name of Jesus, you're all going to be there. What are you going through today? What are you facing? Who can you help? What is your pain about today? Because it's not the end of your life today. Who am I talking to right now? I feel that draw. Your life is not over. Thank you, Lord. Just close your eyes, bow your head with me. I'm going to close in prayer. prayer here in just a moment. Didn't expect it was going to be this way. But it is well with my soul. Maybe you're in the middle of something today and you can't figure it out. Maybe you're facing a challenge today. I want folks that are going to help me pray, just gently, quietly make your way down here. Stand on either side of me. Stand behind me. I will follow you all my days. Come what may. I know you're faithful. I know you can. I've been in some tough spots. And I thought, God, you could just say the word and get me out of it. And there were some times in my life that he didn't, and I was upset at the moment. Can I tell you now? I'm so thankful that he showed himself through what I had to experience. Thank you, Lord. If your eyes are closed, your heads are bowed, if you're there, just lift up your hand. Say, Pastor Marty, pray for me. Lift your hand up. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Do one more thing. Those of you that lifted your hand, just stand up where you're at. Stand right up. Say, God, that's me. I need that help this morning. I need that strength. Come on, don't be afraid. Because today is going to be a change in your life. I'm going to close in prayer right now. But as I'm closing, if you're standing, you know what I want you to do? I want you to be a redwood tree. I want you to get out of your seat. I want you to come down and stand right up in the front here. Even if nobody prays with you or not, I want you to do that. Right? While I'm praying, get out of your seat right now. Come down here. We're going to close. It's going to be all over here in a minute, but you're not alone. Don't, if you stood up, you raise your hand. Don't do this alone. Don't do it alone. Come. God, I want to say thank you today. Oh, goodness. For some that are here, Lord, they didn't anticipate it was going to be like this where they're at in their life right now. God, you're there. You're always with us and helping us, strengthening us. Middle of cancer, middle of divorce, middle of loss, pain and hurt. Just lay your hand on them, prayer people, and just pray. God, I pray for each one that's in this house today. Maybe some that are in a great place, but Lord, at some moment in their life, if they deal or have to face a challenge or a trouble, I pray that they will know the God that never leaves us nor forsakes us. He will always be with us, help us, lift us up. Pray for the one that's dealing with depression, is just disconnected and broken today, that you'll help them. Minister greatness to them, Lord, today. Have your way in their heart, in every life, I pray today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And everybody said amen. I love you. If you need prayer for anything before you go, you can come too. You just come down and stand. And we'll pray over you. I love you. Go in his grace today. I want you to know he cares so much for you. God bless you.